engineers build a better mouse cage. Instead of building a better mouse trap, a team of engineers has built a better mouse cage. They've created a system called Inner Cage, Energized Cage, for scientific experiments on awake, freely behaving small animals. The cage wirelessly powers electronic devices and sensors traditionally used during rodent research experiments, but without the use of interconnect wires or bulky batteries. The team's goal is to create as natural an environment within the cage as possible for mice and rats in order for scientists to obtain consistent and reliable results. The Inner Cage system also uses Microsoft's Kinect video game technology to track the animals and recognize their activities, automating a process that typically requires researchers to stand and directly observe the rodents or watch countless hours of recorded footage to determine how they react to experiments. Inside the Inner Cage, the Georgia Tech Inner Cage is wrapped with carefully oriented strips of copper foils that can inductively power the cage and the electronics implanted in, or attached to, one or more animal subjects inside the cage. The system can run indefinitely and collect data without human intervention because of wireless communication and power transmission. It's always better to keep an animal in its natural settings with minimum burden or stress to improve the quality of an experiment, said Maysam Govanloo, an associate professor in the School of Electrical and Computer Engineering, who developed the Inner Cage. Anything that is abnormal or unnatural may bias the experiment, no matter what experiment in any field. That includes grabbing the animal to attach or detach wires, change batteries, or transferring it from one cage to another. Govanloo uses four resonating copper coils to create a homogeneous magnetic field inside the cage. The built-in closed-loop power control mechanism supplies enough power to compensate for all freely behaving animal subject activities, whether they're standing up, crouching down, or walking around the cage. The small headstitch for the animal is also wrapped with resonators to deliver power to a receiver coil. The Kinect is suspended about 3 feet above the cage. It has a high-definition camera, an infrared depth camera, and four microphones to record and analyze the animal behavior. It can capture both a two-dimensional high-resolution image of a rat's location and a three-dimensional image that would identify its body posture. We're building computer algorithms to determine if the animal is standing, sitting, sleeping, grooming, eating, drinking, or doing nothing, said Govanloo. We're hoping to reduce the expensive costs of new drug and medical device development by allowing machines to do mundane, repetitive tasks now assigned to humans. The Georgia Tech team is working in partnership with Emory University, hoping to impact the clinical efficacy of deep brain stimulation, DBS. A growing number of clinical trials are using DBS to treat disorders of the central nervous system, such as Parkinson's disease, depression, and obsessive-compulsive disorder. The cellular mechanisms that contribute to the clinical efficacy of DBS remain largely unknown, however. The next steps at Georgia Tech are designing inner cage-compatible implants, such as one for delivering drugs, and expanding the system to a network of dozens of cages that can collect data from multiple animals at the same time. The conference paper based on the team's research is entitled A Wirelessly Powered Home Cage with Animal Behavior Analysis and Closed-Loop Power Control, co-authored by Yao-Yao Jia, Zhe-Yuan Wang, Daniel Canales, Morgan Tinkler, Chia-Chun Shu, Teresa E. Madsen, and S. Abdallah Bozordi. For another example of engineers making scientists' lives easier, learn how engineers find a better way to boil water.